With the tax laws.
The afternoon main news bulletin brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pensions Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. President Hage Geingob alleges that scheduled demonstration is meant to destroy investor confidence. SEC calls for investigation into alleged 3 million kwacha payouts to MPs over Bill 7 vote. In international headlines, Nigerian military leaders meet with president following a series of kidnappings. And in sports, Turkey based duo jet in. And other news in detail. President Hage Geingob has stated that the organizations intending to protest against the Bill 7 have been the ones calling for constitutional amendment, and has alleged that the intention behind the demonstration is to destroy the investor confidence in the country and ruin the progress that has been made so far. President Hage Geingob has questioned why the constitutional amendment process should be a source of confusion in the country. President Geingob has further challenged the organizations intending to protest against the Bill 7 to dialogue and table their concerns instead of calling for protest. He has stated that demonstrations and protests will only cause chaos, harm and distractions in the nation. He was speaking when he addressed the press at State House. Government has applauded .com for becoming the first local technology small and medium enterprise to list on the Lusaka Security Exchange alternative market, describing the moment as a major breakthrough for Zambia's ICT sector and a symbol of national progress. Speaking during the event, Minister of Technology and Science Felix Mutati highlighted the achievement as an epoch-making moment, noting that the country is now beginning to reap the dividends of determination, discipline and endurance in the technology system. He says .com's listing demonstrates that local SMEs can thrive when they embrace strong governance, credibility and professionalism, qualities that attract investor confidence.
What you're borrowing, Lusa will tell you, I don't want to name the number. But certainly the capital that is being lent is what you may call short-term but treated as long-term. So the difference between OD and long-term is very, very narrow. So you are actually perpetually paying the cost of OD. as an SME. So that's why you find most of the SMEs, they die. The moment they borrow is they buy a coffin for them to be buried in. And that's why the initiative to buy Lucent, for me, is an epoch in the moment. It's an epoch moment. Comes at the correct time. At the time when Standard & Poor's has said this country called Zambia has now moved from a default nation to a credible nation. And this means that the economic fundamentals that have been laid by HH are all going in the right direction.
Meanwhile, .com board chairperson Chabala Kaunda thanked the Minister of Technology for gracing the occasion, noting that the ministry's leadership has continued to drive an enabling environment for digital innovation, infrastructure development and technology-driven services. Mr. Kaunda highlighted that much of the progress seen across the industry is as a direct result of the minister's commitment to fostering growth and supporting players in the digital economy, including .com Zambia.
As a board, our priority is stewardship, ensuring that .com Zambia remains anchored on strong governance, sound oversight, and long-term value creation. The role of the board is not only to guide strategy, but to safeguard discipline, accountability, and organizational integrity. We take this responsibility extremely seriously. Allow me also to acknowledge the Lusaka Securities Exchange, under the stewardship of Mr. Nicholas Kawaso, for the support and professionalism extended throughout this process. Honorable Minister, ladies and gentlemen, today is a moment of reflection, celebration, and forward-looking optimism. It is also the perfect moment to hear from the person who leads this organization with vision and commitment.
And Lusaka Securities Exchange, Lusair, under the leadership of Nicholas Kawasa, emphasized that the new listings demonstrate what is possible when local entrepreneurs embrace transparency, strengthen governance, and position themselves for long-term growth.
For the Lusaka Securities Exchange, this moment reaffirms our enduring mandate to deepen and broaden the capital market, to support enterprise growth, and to create pathways that allow more Zambian businesses to be able to participate in all formal financial systems. Honorable Minister, members of the press, the alternative market represents the future. A future where capital raising is not limited to large corporates alone, but is inclusive, dynamic, and accessible. This has been demonstrated by the number of investors, as well as for the Honourable Minister, but many more individuals are really to be able to invest in this particular listing at this moment of the year.
The Alliance Against Corruption, AAC, has called for a thorough investigation into allegations that some members of parliament were paid 3 million kwacha each by the ruling UPND to support the controversial Bill 7. Speaking to One Love Radio, AAC Executive Director Advocate Noel Chisebe says the organization is aware of the claims circulating and urged those making the allegations to present concrete evidence. Dr. Chisebe has noted that these allegations have been made, hence individuals advancing them are urged to provide proof and pursue the matter through the courts of law. He emphasized that if the allegations are proven true, they would constitute a serious breach of trust and an affront to democratic principles.
Such actions would be a serious breach of trust and undermine the democratic process. We urge all MOPs to prioritize the interests of their constituents and the nation and to reject any form of endorsement that could compromise their integrity. We caution against attempts to destabilize the country and undermine the rule of law through unsubstantiated allegations. The AAC will not tolerate any actions that seek to derail the democratic process or compromise the integrity of our institutions. We call upon all patriotic Zambians to remain calm and allow the law to investigate these claims.
Human rights advocate Ngande Mwanajiti has called for a comprehensive society-wide approach to combating gender-based violence, stressing the urgent need for coordinated action among government agencies, civil society and community institutions. His remarks follow recent statements by the Gender Permanent Secretary and Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP, Gilbert Piri, who highlighted the persistent challenges posed by GBV and emphasized the need for swift, impartial handling of all reported cases. Mr. Mwanajiti